This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Money, when you think about it, has no value in and of itself. A dollar bill really is just paper. But a dollar is worth a dollar because of what you can buy with it. And there are more and more things you can buy these days with cold, hard cash than ever before. Michael Sandel considers some of those things and the markets in which we buy them in his new book. It's called What Money Can't Buy. Michael Sandel, good to have you with us.
Good to be with you.
I wonder if, and far be it for me to challenge the author on a title, but shouldn't this be called What Money Shouldn't Buy?
Yes, you're right.
Okay, good. Thanks for coming in.
Well, sort of. You're sort of right. There's a connection between what money can't buy and what it shouldn't buy. But you're right. I'm mainly concerned with what money should not buy. The cases I look at are controversial cases of commodification, trying to motivate kids to do better in school by paying them to read more books. And so we might crowd out the desire to learn for the love of learning. And that's what economists often miss, the norms and attitudes that market values can displace. And that's what I'm worried about.
All right. Well, let me pick something a little less value judgment based, right? You spend the first chapter of this book on paying people to stand in line for you.
Right.
Which, on the face of it, kind of makes sense.
Not only for concerts and World Series tickets, things like that, but do you know that to listen to the Supreme Court arguments in a case, on
health care, just for instance, right?
That there you go. Yeah. They hire line-standing companies who hire people, often the homeless, to stand in line for 24, 48 hours overnight. Now, from a strictly economic point of view,
right,
it is efficient. But isn't there a value here beyond efficiency?
Well, explain that a little bit, because the corporate lawyer will say, my time is worth more than $125 an hour, so I can add to society's value that they get from me by working at my job while this person stands in line, and also that person gets $125.
Well, that's true. Actually, the company gets a good share
of it,
but
the homeless
person may get $18 an hour for his or her time, so it's a voluntary exchange, but you could do it another way. You could cure the inefficiency in the market by having the Supreme Court could auction off seats. But we would consider that corrupting the meaning and purpose of representative government. But if it would be wrong for the government to set a price, isn't there something demeaning to put it up for sale through line-standing companies?
I wonder if, and I get that it takes a long time to write a book, but I wonder if you're a little bit late because if in raising these questions, because if the financial crisis that we lived through 3.5, 4 years ago didn't shake our faith in markets, can anything possibly do it?
I think many people thought there would be a kind of moral questioning about markets in the wake of the financial crisis. Mm. It hasn't happened because we're very reluctant to bring controversial moral questions about what is the right way to value education or health or military service. These are the questions I think we need to debate.
Michael Sandel is a professor of government at Harvard University. His most recent book is called What Money Can't Buy, The Moral Limits of Markets. Thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you.